Today is Monday, March 18th, the first day of the fifth week of Lent, a unique Lenten journey where I am uniting with my brothers and sisters from Bridgetown Church in a season of prayer and fasting, seeking an increase of faith to come alive in me and in us between now and resurrection morning. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me. Recalling the day I've lived, treasuring its blessing as I look into God's face and laying its burdens at His feet.
Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I ask that you would not only work through my prayers, but work within me, even beyond my prayers. The laying aside of one appetite with the aid of your Spirit gives rise to another. Tune my taste buds to hunger for your presence, my eyes to see your coming, my ears to hear your whisper, and my lips to savor your blessings, which are showered upon me each day, even this one.
A reading from Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court.
Perhaps today I have worked hard, or felt the weight or impact of the work I have done. Maybe today I have labored, trying to build a life that makes me worthy in my own eyes. As I reflect now on the day that is ending, I consider the moments and interactions where I felt the tug of my own effort, ambition, or achievement that compromised my trust in God's ability to do what only He can do. Jesus, I ask you now, where am I building my house without you? Where am I building without your invitation? And where have I, even today, gone my own way? In this Lenten season, as I fast, I ask that you would use my hunger and inconvenience to make my own striving clear to me. And I ask that you would help me see what houses you are building, Lord. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old, who have worn the narrow path I walk on this evening, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands tonight.
Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain.
As I hear these words again, I am reminded that if the Lord builds the house, my efforts, the places of sacrifice and surrender in my life, are not in vain. Jesus, as I walk back through my day, I ask that you would show me the ways you were at work around me, where you were building what I could not. And I ask that you would give me the confidence to trust that if you are at work, then what you build will stand. God, I yield to you all my houses and the plans I have, and I thank you for how you have been and will be faithful to me in the days to come. Now, as I rest from the work of this day and enter the evening's rest, I raise my voice again with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to trust you now, laying aside all that nips at my heels, the desire to indulge or escape after a long day, the resentments I may carry from the day's disappointments, and the work left undone I'm tempted to carry with me into rest. I lay this day, all of its joys and trials, at your feet now. As I become present to you, may I also be fully present to those I will rest with this evening. Amen.